News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we are cluttering our mental landscape with decluttering schemes. That's according to the Association of Professional Declutterers and Organisers. And I'm joined now by Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and author of Resilience. Good morning to you, Brendan. Is there a truth in this? Decluttering is causing anxiety? I thought it was the clutter that was causing the anxiety. Does everything cause anxiety, Brendan?
Ciara, everything causes anxiety now, apparently. We can't do right, no matter what which way we look. And what this argument is that we've gotten too into the decluttering and we're stressing ourselves by trying to declutter too much.
So it's becoming another unattainable goal sort of thing, is it?
Look, yet another one. We seem to take these schemes and somehow always turn them into a stick to beat ourselves with. And, you know, the simple fact is throwing out loads of stuff indiscriminately is not mindful. It's not decluttering. It's not good. Although I think all of us will recognize that lovely feeling when you've finally tidied out a cupboard or a press, you've got rid of things you don't need, kept what you do. The problem is when people take it to an extreme, they see it as an extension of their self, they're posting pictures of their fridge and their, I don't know what else people post, in a highly organized way on Instagram.
It's wardrobes and stuff, yeah. The closets and what have you, yeah. Under the bed storage solutions. It's nonsense. I can't cope.
It's awful nonsense. And what is this about posting photos of that box at the airport security, showing how little you travel with? Again, another way of decluttering your belongings as you move from place to place. Now, decluttering, we shouldn't abandon it completely. For some people, it does have benefits, and particularly it seems older people who have a lot of clutter, they benefit enormously from decluttering and organising their homes.
Because I do find when I do a bit of a clear out, and I'm not obsessed with decluttering, but I do throw things out from time to time. I actually move in and clear out a space. I do find it kind of cathartic. I like it. I enjoy the space more afterwards. But I'm not really one for sticks for my own back, to be honest, Brendan.
Well, that's good news. But the fact is we get a sense of control, we get a sense of mastery and a little more space. And particularly for the older adult who is maybe a bit prone to hoarding, there is a lot of evidence that decluttering improves concentration, improves sleep and makes their taking of medication more accurate. And it also decreases risks of falling. So for older adults,
so
there's a lot
excellent,
to be said.
Actually. But hoarding, you mentioned hoarding. Hoarding is also something that causes anxiety, or is it a result of anxiety?
Well, it can be both, but mostly it causes anxiety. And hoarding can, of course, be taken to extremes, you know, and present a risk to public health and the person's health. But overall, you know, I think we worry about this too much.
Yeah.
We worry about the decluttering and the uncluttering.
Is it the old school everything in moderation, Brendan? Including moderation.
Yes. Plenty of moderation, maybe lots of that one. But look, most people are fine. Most people will not revolutionize their lives by either decluttering or stopping decluttering, worrying about it less, keeping things you need and being a little bit mindful about possessions. You know, we are not our things, nor are we the absence of our things. We are people. This doesn't define us.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us as ever. That is Professor Brendan Kelly there, psychiatrist at Trinity College and author of Resilience. Check that out.
Yeah, I love Brendan. I do like an old declutter, I have to say, though.
But do you obsess about it? I think it's taken it to extremes.
I hate clutter. I hate clutter. I do like an old declutter.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.